This is the Better Reading Podcast platform with stories behind the story, Jane's Be Better podcast, My Book Chat with Caroline Overington, and more. Looking for a particular podcast? Remember, you can always skip to it.
Welcome to the Better Reading Podcast, Stories Behind the Story, brought to you by Belinda Audio. Listen to Belinda audiobooks anywhere, everywhere.
Hi, this is Cheryl Arkell.
And Jane Tara.
From the Better Reading Podcast, and this is our weekly book chat segment where we discuss our favourite new releases, book news, and more.
Lots more.
Jane, are you feeling relaxed?
I am. Nice couple of days off and long weekend, and did a little bit of a road trip up to the Central Coast. That was nice.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I went down south.
Oh, did you?
Where opposite ends, right?
Did you read?
That's all I did.
No, yeah.
The weather was terrible.
I actually didn't read a book. I was listening to a lot of books. I was doing audio books. I'm so into them at the moment. You know, with all the driving and everything, I was, listening to my books.
No,
yeah.
I did listen to books on the way down. I listened to The Book Thief.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that was...
Yes.
I think that's been on the top 100.
It has.
For the entire time that we've been running it. And it's in it always in the top 10. Always.
That's right.
Yeah. By Marcus Zusak.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I did. I had read it years ago, but I had never listened to the audio. It was wonderful.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I actually listened to one from the top 100 as well. I was listening to Matthew Riley's Seven Ancient Wonders, and not for me, actually, for my son, because as you know, he's got dyslexia, and we do a lot of Matthew Riley's books, and he, you know, so it's him getting kind of age-appropriate books delivered to him in a way that he doesn't feel like he can't read. He's listening to them. So we did that. But I also, because you know I do all my woo-woo by audio book, and I've been listening to Steve Biddulph's book, you know, because he wrote Secrets of Happy Children and,
How to Raise Boys.
Yes, How to Raise Boys, How to Raise Girls and, you know, big parenting sort of guru, I guess, to many Australians. But he's written this fantastic book called Fully Human. And it's out on audio, so I was listening to it. And it's all about neuroscience and cutting-edge psychotherapy and working with his years of working with trauma and stuff. And it's just about sort of rewiring your brain to be happy and fully human. It's great. I'm really enjoying it, actually. Yeah.
Your type of book.
Yeah. Sure. Look at you. You were just taking a nap then, weren't you? I was talking to you and you were nodding off.
Well, I feel as though I don't need to be happier than I am. Can you be happier than you are?
Well, no. If you are truly content, and I think that is what we all aim for, you know, I don't think you can be happy all the time, but let's aim for content. And you are. You are a really content person. Yeah. So,
It's not like I'm oozing with happiness every day, but I'm kind of, do you know what I think? I have realistic expectations about life.
Yeah.
It's ups and downs.
Maybe I don't. Do I have to listen to so many woo-woo books?
Hey, now listen, do you know what I think I'm good at is empathy.
Yeah,
and that's a very good skill to take yourself out of your own skin and into somebody else's. And I did that a few times this week with podcasts and I have enjoyed every single one of them. You know, for a long time I had a real negativity about the next generation, thinking that they felt entitled, this, that. Anyway... Sure, there are a few of those. But, do you know, I am meeting wonderful young women at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not meeting wonderful young men only because I'm just not, but I'm sure they're wonderful too. But some of the women I've been speaking to, the young women, they are such an inspiration to me. And one of them was Zakiya Dalila Harris, who has written the book The Other Black Girl, which I think is Book of the Week next week. She came in, she was in Brooklyn. I promised her the next time I go to Brooklyn, I'm going to visit her, and I will.
Yeah.
This is her first book, and she worked in a she's really smart, really, really smart. She worked in a publishing house, and she discovered very quickly that she was the only black girl on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of, she brings in those experiences that she had working in a publishing house to this book. But it's, I'm not going to talk too much about it because it's coming up as Book of the Week, but I've got to tell you, look out for the podcast because she was absolutely stunningly delightful to talk to. I enjoyed her so much.
Everyone's brawling over that book,
yeah,
you know, to get a copy. So
yeah.
I think we might need to get a few more copies
in the
office.
We might need to get them in, yeah. And then I spoke to Ruhi Lee, who's probably a bit older.
Yeah,
a bit older than Zakiya, but she was beautiful.
Mm.
Gosh, I mean, what an insightful young woman. So you've read this book and
I've read
it.
The book and I can't wait to listen to the podcast because the book, I mean, I laughed out loud, like guffawed on page one. It broke my heart. It made me laugh. It's such a great read.
She's so beautiful and she's articulate. And do you know, I mean, because it's a confronting memoir as well.
Absolutely.
I asked her whether her parents had read it.
Mm.
I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to listen to the podcast.
Don't do that.
You're
going to
have to listen.
Seriously. Oh.
I wanted to know about how her mum felt about the book.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, she's...
I'm going to have to put that podcast to the top of the list and like release it early, I think.
But the book is called The Good Indian Daughter. And yeah, she really moved me to my core.
Mm, it's a really brave book.
Yeah. Do you know, see... This is, I was going to say, I'm so lucky. Well, I am, I guess. I guess we're both lucky, Jane. But we do get to speak to these beautiful people and you do put yourself in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had both of them on the same day and I walked away just feeling incredibly lucky to have that experience, to be able to listen to other people's stories, particularly the memoir. I mean, well, and same with Zakiya. I mean, you know, it is fiction, but it's an experience that she has had. And I did walk away just thinking, wow, so impressive. And it does give me really amazing hope for the future.
Yeah, there are some incredible young people
out there.
As you know, there are some great books coming out by a new publisher who we met with recently.
Yes, Ultimo.
Yes, and I read one of those on the plane and I don't like flying at all and I completely forgot where I was. And as you know, I was going up north for a funeral, you know. So this book, The Power of Words, it lifted me out of the fact that I was on a plane, it lifted me out of my grief. It took me into this beautiful story. She's a very young writer, I think, Hannah Bent.
Mm-hmm.
And When Things Are Alive, They Hum. Mm. And it is a stunning book and I can't wait in the coming months for – it's a preview title, so a lot of our readers already have a copy of it. So can't wait to see what everyone thinks of that.
Well, we remind our listeners what preview is.
Yes.
Preview is this fabulous program that we run. We do two or three books a week. You need to have subscribed to our newsletter, betterreading.com.au, and you get a chance to review the book before it's published, two or three months before it's published.
Yep.
First in, best dressed.
Mm.
So you just jump on to the link in the newsletter and you register and we get, what, 400 or 500 people?
Yeah, about 500.
We usually only have, what, 50 to 100 proofs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number generator that selects them and off they go.
Mm.
Yeah, and, you know, it's such a wonderful program.
Yeah, people love it. They love having that book rock up to their house and they get to read it before the rest of the world.
And they tell us about it. They tell us they've received it. They tell us they've loved it, usually. So that's Preview. What else have you got there?
Well, I have this wonderful book, We Were Not Men.
That was last week, Book of the Week last
book
week.
Book of the Week last week. It is a powerful, unbearably moving story and it really is about 9-year-old twins, John and Eden.
Oh, yes.
And look, there's a tragedy that happens and these twins are... Apparently it took him 10 years to write this. This is Campbell Mattinson.
And Campbell was meant to come into the office.
He was. And he actually got off the plane at Sydney Airport and had to get back on and go back to Melbourne.
Mm,
yeah, we were going to meet him.
Yeah.
Hopefully we do meet him soon because this is so beautifully written. I'd love to shake his hand.
Yeah. We used to have so many people come in. I mean, we used to have two or three authors a day pre-COVID.
Mm.
I mean, they're coming back slowly. But that is an aspect of the business I have missed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't we? Yeah.
Yeah. We need more in. So COVID.
Yeah, COVID, go away.
I've had enough. Want authors back in.
Speaking COVID, I've been fully vaccinated.
You have, I know. Good
fully
on you.
Fully vaccinated.
Yes.
One and two done.
Mm.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, fine. Absolutely fine. Yeah. I the first one was I didn't even notice. The second one I got a bit of a sore arm, but that was it.
Yep.
Easy. Yeah.
Yep. Good. Yeah, yeah. Good on you.
Get vaccinated, right?
Well, I fully intend to. In fact, I might even do what you did and go over to Homebush. So
there we go. Yep. Go out there and do it so we can start opening up those borders. Anyway, I think that's it for now.
That is. Yes.
See you next time, right?
Next week. See you then. Bye.
If you'd like more information about Better Reading, follow us on Facebook or visit betterreading.com.au.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Belinda Audio. Belinda audiobooks are available on CD and MP3 from online booksellers and bookshops everywhere, or you can download from Audible, Google Play or the iBookstore. We've also created our own app called BorrowBox that's available from both the App Store and Google Play. All you need to do to get it working is to download the app, join your local public library, and you'll gain access to the world's best collection of ebooks and e-audiobooks available for you to loan on your phone or your personal device. Belinda, we're here to enable you to escape, imagine, grow, and be inspired through the power of storytelling. Belinda Audiobooks. Anywhere, everywhere.
If you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review and check out the other podcasts on the Better Reading Network.